السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Just have a quick announcement to make, and I'd request that you stay behind and please lend me your ears for just a couple of minutes. I'll try and not keep you for too long. I do not know if you noticed, many masajid have security outside, extra security, and the government has provided extra security to many masajid. Some masajid have 7 security guards in Glasgow. Others have 3 security guards. And masajid in Scotland, they have, almost every masjid has increased security. And these people are being paid by the government. So government wants the security guards wearing that high visibility vests and patrolling around the masajid, because this we are not living through. There's problem. And this problem, whether what will happen tomorrow, Allah knows. Hopefully, inshallah, things will probably improve. But is this going to end here, or is it going to get worse? Worse, majority of analysts are of the opinion that this may get worse. And if it gets worse, what is it that you're going to do? Are you going to raise an army of Muslim volunteers who will roam around the streets with weapons in their hands, with dandas and sticks, and trying to take on the local community? Is that what you're going to do? Or will you be organizing demonstrations and rallies and marches? Do you think that will solve your problems? No, it will not solve your problems. What needs to happen is that we critically assess our conduct. What is it that we are doing? As a community, as an ummah, are we adding value to the lives of the local society or not? Are we consumers or are we contributors? So we need to change from being consumers to contributors. And the way forward, what is it that we can contribute? Are we going to bring in more money? Are we going to bring in more ideas? Do we particularly have very creative minds? No, our strength is our akhlaq. Our strength is our morality. Our strength is our ethics. Our strength is our iman. But sadly, this iman, we do not value this iman. Nobody cares about their iman. Everybody is chasing wealth. We all want to be rich overnight. And people are asking, pressurizing imams, somehow make interest halal. Make mortgage halal somehow. It's our need. Because we all want to buy lavish cars. We all want to have lavish weddings. We all want to live in big houses. People do not talk about their iman. And nobody has ever come to me, or very few would ever come to me and saying, Sheikh, I cannot wake up for Fajr. Is there a cure for it? Or Sheikh, I have some problem with mobile phones addiction. Is there a cure for it? Or I have some other moral, some dilemma. I'm full of anger. Is there a cure for it? Hardly anybody comes. Nobody is even bothered. We are vying and competing one another. Brothers are full of jealousy against their own brothers. Just yesterday, I was sitting with a family where a son asked me to mediate between him and his parents. So on the other side was his mom and dad, and this side was this son, 36-year-old, and he was saying, my parents, they don't treat me well. He's 36-year-old. He says, my parents don't treat me well, they pick on me, they if I don't, and then pathetic things. And the mom said, this boy has never called me as mom, he always calls me by my name. And the brother had beard, and he had, mashallah, the parents told me that whenever we tell him about a masala, some dini issue, he comes up with 5 different points because he's got such and such and such imam as his friends. So ilm is outside, ilm is there, ilm is in the mobile phone, ilm is there, but akhlaq are not inside. There's no respect for elders. There's no shafqat and mahabbat for the young. Everybody is pursuing money. And if we do not fix our, the Prophet ﷺ said, the weakness will be hubbud dunya wa karahiyatul maut. This will make you so weak, the love of dunya, that other nations they'll invite one another over you like people invite one another to a table laid of food. So my dear brothers, this is time to wake up. This is time that, I'm not asking you that we raise and make a new party or a new group. No. Connect yourself with the Quran. Read Quran every day. Speak to mashayikh ahlul ilm, mashayikh ahlullah, and speak to them about sorting your inside out. There is something called fiqhul batin. Fiqh al-Batin is all about akhlaq. You're all worried about your wuzu, your salah, your sawm, but have you ever thought about there's something called fiqh al-Batin, which is to do with the motives of things. Why do you do what you do? Why is it that you have so much anger in you? Why is it dunya is everything for you? Why is it that you can wake up and there's an appointment, but we can't wake up when there's a fajr salah time? So these are kind of things that we need to take seriously. Connect yourself with mashayikh, find a sheikh, and work with them as an individual. Your morning routine, your daily dhikr, your daily ma'amulat, set your goals every year and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guidance and for strength. Otherwise, your future is going to be terrible. I don't want to hold you back. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me tawfiq to benefit. And the reason I'm particularly saying is that subhanAllah, mashayikh do come and go. But now at the moment we have a shaykh that is here, alhamdulillah. He's speaking at Glasgow Central Masjid now. I've invited him to be with us next Thursday, inshallah, at this time. So come and listen to shaykh. And shaykh, mashallah, is one of the top mashayikh of our time. And his speciality is, I don't know any other alim who fully commits himself to instilling akhlaq in the people. Every alim has, they teach their imams, or they teach in the madrasa and they teach kitabs, and then in addition do some kind of akhlaqi work. But Sheikh is, his full-time commitment is mentoring. So he mentors people, talks about akhlaq. How can you improve yourself? So there's a set syllabus that you start with, and then you do complete it for 40 days, and then you inform the sheikh, and then he asks you to take next step, and mashallah, thousands of people are benefiting from him. He's visiting from Pakistan, he speaks Urdu, Pashto, Arabic, and English, so inshallah, he'll be here, he'll be in and around Glasgow for this week. At least go and listen to sheikh wherever you get a chance. And he learned from him what is akhlaq, and how can we fix our akhlaq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding and tawfiq. Allahumma anta jazakumullahu khayran. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for staying behind and listening to me. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil mursaleen wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma ighfir lana wa arhamna. Rabbana wa la tuhammilna ma la taqata lana bih. Wa'afu anna wa ighfir lana wa arhamna. Anta maulana fansurna ala alqawmi kafirin. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta sami'ul alim. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala akhiri khalqi sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amin. Ibrahim.